The importance of having goals. It is not uncommon for people to express dissatisfaction with their jobs or careers, with the statistical rate at about 65%. Some of us have a choice about what directions our careers or jobs take, and many do not. However, even when we have a choice, there is no guarantee that the next step taken will be the right one. In the old days, a career path within a single organization may have had some certainty in terms of expecting to be promoted, knowing who you were going to work with, familiarity with the new boss, and maybe even a friendship with him or her. These days, career paths resemble a squiggly, meandering line and are described as being a series of projects. That is the reality of the world we are in, and we can't change it. But we can choose to set goals in order to not feel trapped and to regain a sense of direction and purpose in our lives. That is the power of goals. What are your goals? There are 7 reasons why you need to have goals: to give direction to life, to make sure we are the one choosing the direction of our life, not others, not fate, not the media, etc. To motivate, to make sure we get what we want from life, to save time, to reduce stress, to give a sense of accomplishment. While it can be fun to live without direction in the short term, in the long term, human beings are wired to need a purpose and a guiding light. Goals give us both. It is often easy to let others set our compass for us. We take a job because family or friends point us there, and then we follow the dictates of our bosses. We move in other directions because popular culture or the media tells us to do so. The reality is that if we do not set our own goals, then we will find it too easy to follow a path set by others. This can lead to stress and unhappiness. We have a greater chance of happiness and fulfillment following our own path and pursuing our own goals. While goals certainly give our lives direction, they also provide the motivation to get us through difficult times and choices. Perhaps going to school at night while working full-time may be stressful and difficult in the short term, but in the long run, being able to pursue the professional goals we desire will make it worthwhile. Goals also serve as the destination for what we really want out of life. For some people, goals are measured in money or material things, while for others, goals are measured in time or freedom. If we do not have goals outlined that suit our unique perspective on life, it is easy to become sidetracked by life and others. Goals can also help save time. When your to-do list becomes too long and your calendar too full, then you can simply compare your goals to the list. What items help you achieve your goal? What items are necessary to your goal? Scratch off the rest as unimportant. Just as goals save time, they also reduce stress, because using your goals to focus your life and choices makes it easier to make those choices. Should you take that new position at work? How does it match your goals? Finally, they give us a measurable sense of accomplishment. Every goal we achieve, in fact, every step we take toward that goal, can give us a boost of energy and momentum to keep going. Each success powers us toward that next level. Now let's get started on setting those goals. Our lives.
In a study at the University of California at Davis, Professor Robert Emmons came up with some very interesting results from his research project on gratitude and thankfulness. For reference, there are many YouTube and blog posts by him online. Professor Emmons found that people who kept gratitude journals on a weekly basis, exercised more regularly, reported fewer physical symptoms, felt better about their lives as a whole, and were more optimistic about the upcoming week compared to those who recorded hassles or neutral life events. In addition, participants who kept the journals were more likely to make progress towards their personal goals in life. The study also notes that people with a strong disposition toward gratitude have the capacity to be empathic and to take the perspective of others. Grateful individuals place less importance on material goods. They are less likely to judge their own and others' success in terms of possessions accumulated. They are less envious of wealthy persons and are more likely to share their possessions with others. The concept of gratitude is directly related to the idea of the power of positive thinking. Concentrating on what we do have versus what we don't have is key. Reminding ourselves on a daily basis of all the things that come our way keeps us grounded in gratitude instead of want. At any given moment during the day, we can stop in the moment and be thankful. The research also reports that grateful people do not deny or ignore the negative aspects of life. Our perspective on life determines our reality. If we approach things with a perspective grounded in, say, the belief that life is unfair, everything that turns up will look unfair. But as we practice gratitude, we are endowed with its gifts of optimism and the necessary energy required to take on our lives. How can you start to practice gratitude? Begin with the art of mindfulness, being totally present in the moment. Notice all the little things that surround you, things you might take for granted if you hadn't stopped to look. Offer acknowledgement of these small gifts, and maybe start a gratitude journal. Practitioners of daily gratitude are more likely to report having helped someone with a personal problem or having offered emotional support to another. The act of gratitude and the act of giving back therefore reinforce each other and lead to more fulfilling and happy lives.
Do you tend to let your outer circumstances set the tone for each day? Do you allow other people and events to trigger feelings of anger, frustration, impatience, and more? Do you start your day reading news websites and feel out of sync with where you want to go in life? When you do this, you are not using the power you have available to you. By setting intentions and visualization, you can turn every day into a great day, and even the biggest challenges will seem manageable. When you first wake up in the morning, even while still lying in bed, spend 10 minutes or so thinking about the types of things you would like to experience that day. How would you like your workday to go? What kind of people would you like to meet? Would you like to receive some great opportunities to advance your career or financial situation? How would you like to feel for the majority of your day? Don't stop there. Go to Dollarama and buy a simple spiral-bound journal or notebook for you to start recording your day's intentions. You can select one with a fancy cover and a message that inspires you, or something plain and nondescript. Pick them up in your hand one at a time, and you will know when you have selected the right one. Every day, get in the habit of writing down your intentions for the day after your 10 minutes of thought. Spend a few minutes vividly imagining each scenario in your mind, exactly as you would like it to happen. Pretend you are watching a movie in your mind, seeing it all play out exactly as you would like it to. Most importantly, allow yourself to feel as if they were actually happening now. Immerse yourself in feelings of abundance, joy, happiness, and gratitude as you enjoy one great experience after another. Use this same process for every experience you would like to have that day. Finally, write down your 5 to 10 bigger dreams and goals that stretch beyond today and into the coming weeks, months, and even years. Some of these longer-term goals might appear on page after page as you step closer to achieving them with your daily successes. Don't limit yourself, and don't feel bad if your intentions for the day are simple and uncomplicated. By the time you're finished, you should be feeling fantastic, buzzing with good spirits and high expectations. If you can get in this daily habit of visualizing and recording your intentions, your life will change around you. Gradually at first, and then by leaps and bounds. Don't overthink it. Spend your 10 minutes visualizing and 5 to 10 more minutes writing it down. That's it. Then continue with your normal routine, taking special care not to be attached to any specific events or experiences, just simply staying open to whatever comes. Keep affirming that great things are going to happen to you that day, and you feel great about all of the blessings and abundance in your life. At the same time, avoid getting entangled in feelings of worry, anxiety, frustration, and anger as much as possible throughout the day, because those feelings will interfere with the positive energy you have already put out. You can refer back to your journal during the day for inspiration, but if you stick to the daily morning habit, it won't be necessary, and you will be able to relax into your day and let it unfold as you visualized. Allow good feelings to flow over you again. Affirm and know that wonderful things are happening, even if you don't see them quite yet. By using this process on a daily basis, you will eventually notice that good things are starting to happen. You'll find yourself being in the right place at the right time and generally enjoying greater opportunities and abundance.